告诉我们要忘记背后，面对，
努力面前，
努力面前，面对标杆直走。
So, but in really in our daily life, we might run into a lot of frustration.
但是在我们的日常生活中，我们要面对许多的挫折。
So from the Bible, we like to share what kind of frustration we might have.
那我们从圣经上来看看我们会有什么样的挫折。
What should we do? Why those frustration occurs?
那为什么会有这样的挫折？
Now what should we do concerning those frustrations?
然后是我们要怎么处理这些挫折？
So, of course, there are many frustrations in our life. Let's just look for some Bible examples.
我们在生活中会有很多的挫折，我们可以在圣经里找到一些例子。
First one, we can see many people face frustration in their career, in their work.
首先我们看到很多人在工作上会碰到挫折。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
我们来看历代志下二十章。
Second Chronicles chapter 20.
历代志下二十章。
Verse 35.
二十章二十五节。
35 to 37.
历代志下二十章三十五章三十五节到三十七节。
Please read 35 to 37.
历代志下二十章三十五节。此后。犹大王约沙法与以色列王亚哈谢交好，亚哈谢行恶太甚。三十六，恶王合伙造船要往他失去，睡在以殿家别造船。三七，那时玛利沙人多大瓦的儿子以利以沙向约沙法预言说，因你与亚哈谢交好，神必破坏你所造的。后来那船果然破坏，不能往他失去了。
Here, Jehoshaphat tried to have a corporate adventure together with the North King.
这里约沙法想和北王来联盟。
They make a boat together.
他们要合伙坐船。
They already spent money to make the boat.
他们已经投资来做这个船。
But the Lord do not like this kind of business because the Lord do not want Jehoshaphat to work together with the evil one.
但是神却不喜悦，因为神不想看到约沙法和恶者来相好。
So before the boat was able to sail out, the boat wrecked.
所以在这个船在造好之前就已经被破坏。
They lost what they have invested.
所以他就失去了投资。
See, a lot of time we might lose what we have done totally.
有时候我们所做的会完全的丧失掉。
It really makes us feel very frustrated.
这样的损失让我们非常的有挫折。
Sometimes Jesus, my personal opinion is that he also have low point in his missionary.
但是即使在对耶稣来说，我个人看来他在传道当中也有低潮。
One time he talked to the multitude saying that, you know, it can eat my flesh and drink my blood.
有一次耶稣对人说，你可以吃我的肉喝我的血。
Many people left him.
很多人就因此离开。
He got to ask his disciples, are you going to leave me also?
所以耶稣就对他的门徒问说，你们也要离开吗？
I bet Jesus was also a little bit frustrated concerning his work.
我猜他耶稣对此是有挫折感的。
Sometimes I ask the college students, what is the most famous majors in college?
有时候我问大学生，在大学里最出名的专业是什么？
What is the major people love to major most, huh?
这是大家都会喜欢的是什么样的专业？
Everybody say, everybody love to major in bios. Bio.
大家喜欢生物学。
Why?
为什么？
Because everybody like to be a doctor.
因为很多人都喜欢成为医生。
Why?
为什么？
Because professionally, the average income, the highest average income concerning all the professionals are still doctors.
因为医生还是各个工作中收入最高的。
But if you observe carefully, who make the most money in the world?
但是你仔细看看，在这世上赚钱最多的人是谁
？Actually, they are business person.
实际上是是生意人。
The, I think the richest person in USA right now is Warren Buffett.
我们知道在美国最有钱的是巴菲特。
Now, how come kids do not want to? How come their best major was not is not are not business?
但为什么？这些学生们不去选商业，商业来作为他的专业。
Because they are smart enough to know that, you know, for $100 company, only about 80 of, only about 20 of them will survive.
因为这些学生都很聪明，他们知道在新的新生的公司当中，一百家就会有只有二十家能够成功。
See, many people work in startup company.
很多人在这种新兴的小公司里工作。
They might risk their life, risk their career by losing their job.
他们就他们在这样的公司里工作，有很可能会失去他们的工作。
Now, even though you work in the Fortune 500 company,
即使你在大公司前500名的公司里。
But when it comes to downturn, comes to recession, they got a lot of layoff.
但是当经济不好的时候，也会有很多失业。
So nowadays to lose a job is very common.
所以现在来说，失业是很平常的。
Only if or your career was not smooth is so common.
所以你的工作不顺利也非常的常见。
Only a few lucky percentage people they are able to keep their work very smoothly in their life.
只有非常少的幸运的都多数少数，他们能够在生命中能够平顺利的保住他们工作。
Now, if truly we lose our job, it's very frustrating.
真的失去工作是非常让人沮丧的事。
People worry about their mortgage, their kids' education, their insurance.
人们要担心他们的房子的分期付款，要担心他们的保险。
So sometimes I see brother who run into difficulties in their work.They will cry and cry in their prayer, ask for God's mercy.
所以在教会里，我们看到弟兄姐妹如果失去工作，他们就会在神面前痛哭。
Some people when they outside when they lost their job, they will hide in their house, dare not to see their friends.
甚至在教会外的人，他们如果失业，就会在家里躲起来，不敢见人。
This is all very frustrating.
这是非常大的挫折。
Another kind of frustration people may encounter is have to do with their marriage.
另外一个挫折发生的地方是婚姻。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 23.
我们来看撒母耳记下。
2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下。
Chapter 6.
第六章。
Verse 23.
第六章二十三节。
6:23.
撒母耳记下六章二十三节。
Please read.
二十三节。扫罗的女儿米甲直到死日没有生养儿女。
Michal, the daughter of Saul, did not have children. This is a very conservative way to describe the broken marriage between David and Michal.
没有这一句话是非常用隐晦的方式来表达他的婚姻不好。
Now every time I read Michal's story, her marriage, I have a lot of sympathy on her.
我每次读到米甲的故事的时候，心里充满了对他同情。
You know, there's a saying says that for men, it is very for them to choose the bad career, it is very fearful, and for women to choose the wrong person to love is also very bad.
有句话说，男子怕入错行，女的怕嫁错郎。
Indeed true, if a woman do not have a good marriage, it's very miserable for her.
真的是对于一个女生来说，嫁错有个不好的婚姻是非常可怜。
You see, Michal replaced her sister to marry David.
因为米甲代替她的姐妹来和大卫成婚。
Actually, she loved David very much at the beginning.
她一开始非常爱大卫。
But due to jealousy of her father Saul just tore down the marriage with his own hand.
但是因为他的父亲的关系，他的婚姻被破坏。
Later on, Michal was able to marry a good guy. His name is Patie, in Chinese.
所以但后来米甲就和另外一个很好的人结婚，叫。
I think even though it was sad, yet you know this guy was nice to him, nice to her.
虽然很可怜的是，虽然这个人对他很好。
But years later, after David became the king of Judah, he wanted to, you know, love people for political purposes. He wanted Michal to come back to him.
但是当大卫成为犹大的王的时候，出于政治的考量，他要把米甲再迎娶回来。
Because in the ancient time, if you can have previous king's daughter to be a wife, people were likely to acknowledge you as the king of the nation.
因为在古代的时候，如果你能够娶前面那个王的女儿为妻，那么大家就会更会拥戴你。
Now, for political reason, Michal's marriage was torn apart again by this merciless political society.
所以再一次，米甲的婚姻生活就被这样的政治的考虑给分开。
At that time, you can see Michal's heart is already. Her heart was as dead as still water.
我们可以看到米甲心如死水。
She did not have a heart to cultivate her marriage anymore.
她就对她的婚姻再也没有任何的培养。
So when she saw that David exposed himself in front of many girls, women, she despised David.
所以当她看到大卫王在许多女子面前炫耀的时候， 她就讽刺。
When David was taking the Ark of God into his city, he danced too much to a point that he had some shameful thing in eyes of Michal.
所以当米甲看到大卫王迎娶约柜回来，然后在约柜面前跳舞的时候， 她就讽刺。
So she ridiculed him in front of many people.
所以就这样的 蔑视一个大卫王在很多人的面前。
That caused her marriage.
那这个就使她的婚姻完全的失败。
Even though she still live in the same place with David, but it seems like they have different dreams. They are not together in the bed anymore.
所以虽然在那以后他们还住在一个地方，但是他们的婚姻就从此没有实在的。
See, marriage could cause a person feel very frustrated.
我们知道婚姻可能可以让人有很大的挫折感。Some
people cannot find anyone to love them in this life.
很多人也许在一生当中都没有找到他爱的人。Some
people love the person who he is not or she is not supposed to love.
有些人会觉得他们所爱的可能是不应该他们爱的。
Some wives find their husbands has affairs.
有些太太发现她的丈夫有婚外情。
So they feel so miserable. They cry and cry and sometimes even attempted suicide.
他们觉得非常悲苦。 甚至要自杀。
Some youth in the church, they were introduced by members.
有一些年轻人是被，they
are matchmaking by in the church.
是有些年轻人在教会里通过婚姻介绍。
See, our youth are all very pure.
我们的年轻人都非常的纯洁。
See, they put too much affectionate at the beginning stage of their interaction between each other.
所以当他们在认识的早期都非常的投入感情。
But after the other party say no, sometimes the other party simply cannot take it.
但可是对方有可能就是不能接受。
When they got rejected, they really feel very lost.
当这些年轻人被对方拒绝的时候，他们心里非常失落。
Some of them says that they were like a dog, got to hide in their own room and licking up their own wounds.
所以就像一个可怜的小狗要躲在自己的窝里。
Sometimes we also have frustration in raising up our kids.
有时候我们养我们的儿女也非常有挫折感。
See, to my age, you know, there's nothing. Many people about our age, we don't worry too much about life anymore, but we continue to worry about our children.
很多人就像我这样，中年以后对自己就不再有忧虑，可是对儿女有很大的忧虑。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 14, verse 3. Kids are always very dear to our heart.
士师记14章第3节，孩子们在我们心里都是最可爱。
Even though maybe they could be very old, but still they play a very important position in our heart.
即使是小孩已经长大，可是，在他们我们心里头，永远是最可亲的。
Judges chapter 14, verse 3.
士师记14章第3节。
Please read.
他父母说，在你弟兄的儿女中，女儿中，或在本国的民中，岂没有一个女子，何至你去，在未受割礼的非利士人中娶妻呢？参孙对他父亲说，愿你给我娶那女子，因我喜悦她。
He says, since it was begotten by her, his parents when their parents are quite old, advanced in their age.
参孙忘了他们的祖训。
Samson was begotten. Samson was born when their parents are quite old.
对不起。参孙是他父亲很老的时候生下的。
And they never cut Samson's hair since he was young.
所以当参孙生下来的时候就没有被割头发。
They educated him well because they knew that he will be a good vessel in the future for the Lord.
他的父母亲就培养他，因为知道他会是神很好的器皿。
But who knows? When he grew up, he rebelled. He don't want to listen to the parents anymore.
但谁知道呢？当参孙长大以后就被就叛变。
So the parents already knew that this marriage is not going to work because they have different value.
他的父亲知道娶外非利士人是不可取，因为他们的价值观不同。
But Simon said, "Hey, I just love her. I just, you know, see, I just want to marry her."
可是参孙就说我要娶她，因为我喜悦她。
What could the parents do?
那父亲父母亲能做什么呢？
The parents was right. Even before Samson's honeymoon was over, Samson ran into a problem in his marriage.
实际上他的父母是对的，因为在参孙还没有结束他蜜月的时候，他们的婚姻就出现了问题。
And he went back to his own hometown, left the wife alone.
所以参孙就回到家乡，然后抛下他的妻子。
You can imagine that the parents must have, you know, encouraged him, please go back to your wife. You know, now you marry her, you shall go back.
所以父母就对他说：“你既然娶她，你就要和她在一起。”
You can imagine that, huh? And after Samson went back, you found out that his wife already married to his best friend.
可是当参孙再回去的时候，他的妻子已经和另外一个人结婚。
Samson was angry and caused trouble, and later on people like to kill him because he killed people.
所以参孙非常的生气，就做了很多错事，所以很多人要杀他。
Can you imagine that you seeing your children running for his life?
我们可以想象我们的孩子要为他们的生活这样奔波了。
Can you imagine that your children give up himself and, you know, he keep changing woman one by one?
我们想看到我们的孩子们孩子们不停地换身边的女人吗？
You must feel very sad concerning your beloved kids.
你如果看到自己的儿子这样子，你会非常的伤心。
Can you imagine, just imagine that you did not die? I mean, of course, at that time, Samson's parents could have died. I think have died already. But can you imagine just her parents got to go to rubbles to look for a body without eyes, you know, without eyeballs, and die in the rubbles to dig out the body, Samson's body from the rubbles?
所以我想当时参孙的父母已经过世，可是作为父母，你能想象要去在一个废墟当中去挖你的孩子的尸体，那个尸体可能还没有眼睛。
Of course, because his two eyes were scratched out by the enemy already, right?
对，因为他的眼睛已经被敌人挖掉。
Must be feel very sad.
一定会觉得非常伤心。
So today, we can see that there are many, many frustrations we might encounter in our life.
所以我们可以看到在生命当中有非常多的挫折。
Now, why frustration occurs?
那为什么会有这样的挫折？
The first reason could be that we are not ready for the things we're supposed to do.
第一个原因是我们可能还没有准备好。
Now, we should be ready for the things we are going to do.
我们要做的事我们要准备好。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 24, verse 27.
我们来看箴言。
See, sometimes we fail in our business because we are not prepared. We fail in our test because we are not prepared.
我们有时候工作上没有失败，因为没有准备好。
24, verse 27. Proverbs 24, verse 27.
箴言24:27.
Proverbs 24, verse 27.
你要在外头预备工料，在田间办理整齐，然后建造房屋。
Before you build up your house, you should do preparation.
那么在建房子之前，我们要准备。
Jesus said, if you build halfway and cannot finish, people will laugh at you.
如像耶稣说，如果你做了一半，然后就做不下去，别人会笑你。
So from outside in the field, you should prepare kind of resources, prepare it, then do it.
所以在田间，你要准备，把这些资源都准备好。
You know, even for our God to finish His plan of salvation, He got to prepare in the historical time.
即使是神要完成救恩，他也要在很久之前就准备。
Why did he bring Abraham from Iraq and Iran, this area, and all the way to the land of Canaan?
他为什么要让亚伯拉罕从现在伊朗和伊拉克的地方来到迦南地？
Because he got to prepare that Jesus got to be born in this center of the earth.
因为这时候耶稣才能在这个地球的中心来出生。
So the salvation, the gospel can reach to Europe, to the north, Asia, to the east, and Africa in the south very easily.
所以因为只有在这个中心才能到欧洲，到亚洲，然后到非洲。
Why Jesus got to be born in the time of Roman Empire?
那为什么耶稣要在罗马帝国的时候出生？
Because at that time the language is almost unified and the road is paved. Easier for gospel to reach out.
因为在那个罗马帝国的时候，语言得到了统一，路也得到了铺平。
Well, before Jesus came, he got to prepare John to pave his road.
所以在耶稣出生之前，还有施洗约翰来准备。
Before Jesus going to give a sermon,They prepare a boat for him to preach over there.
当耶稣要来讲道的时候，就有一个船在那里。
Before Jesus held the Last Supper, a room was prepared.
当耶稣要来做最后晚餐的时候，那里有一个房间
要
准备。
Why did Peter deny Jesus for three times?
为什么彼得要否认主三次？
Because he was not well prepared. He did not know himself well.
因为彼得当时没有准备好。
So today, to avoid frustration, a lot of frustration caused by we cannot blame other people. We have to do with our own effort.
很多时候这种挫折感是来自于我们没有准备好。
So we should work diligently.
所以我们要很勤奋的工作。
But sometimes frustration may not have to do with our own self-preparation.
但是有时候挫折感也与我们个人无关。
Sometimes have to do with the irresistible A terrible environment.
有时候这种挫折感是来自于不可抗拒的外力。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 45, verse 6.
我们来看创世纪。
Genesis 45, verse 6.
创世纪二十五章第六节。
Chapter 45.
对不起，创世纪四十五章第六节。
Verse 6.
四十五章第六节。
Please read.
第六节。现在这地的饥荒已经2年了，还有五年不能耕种，不能收成。
Now in times of famine, no matter how hard you work or you prepare, it's not going to work. No matter how hard you sow the seed, it's not going to grow.
当饥荒来临的时候，不管你怎么努力工作，怎么播种收割都没有办法。
Recession come, no matter how hard you work, maybe work till midnight, the company still got to close their office.
当经济萧条来的时候，不管我们工作多晚。我们可能会失去工作。
Sometimes environment just bad things just happen.
有时候这种坏事就是要发生。
Now, if you have a chance to go back to China or Taiwan, Southeast Asia, you can notice a lot of ABC went there.
当你们来到
American-born Chinese,
你来到到中国大陆或者到台湾的时候，你会发现有很多在美国出生的中国人会在那里。
Why?
为什么？
Because after they graduate, they cannot find a job. The best way is go back there to learn the language and continue to equip themselves.
因为他们在大学毕业以后不能找到工作，就要到中国去，这样可以找到更多机会。
So sometimes really it's not our fault.
所以我们可以看到，这真的不是我们的问题。
In times like this, the grace of God seems very precious to many people.
所以在这样子经济在这种不好的时候，神的恩典是非常的重要。
See, God prepared Joseph to become prime ministers of the Egypt.
因为神让约瑟来作为埃及的宰相。
So he was able to provide the 70 people of his family.
所以他也能够供给给他他的大家庭有七十多个人。
In the generation of famine, many people losing their jobs, their stocks, their lands. But this family was taken care of.
所以在这样大饥荒的年代，很多人失去了他们的地，失去了他们的家庭，可是这个大家庭约瑟的大家庭能够生存下来。
So thank God, really, in times of troubles, we can see sometimes God's grace.To our brother and sister are sufficient.
所以我们看到在这样的时候神的恩典是够用。
You see, when Jacob died, do you remember how many days the Egyptians got to mourn for him?
你知道当雅各过世的时候，当时的以色列人要为他哀啊，对不起，
埃及人。
埃及人。
How long they got how long were the Egyptian did the Egyptian mourn cry for death for Jacob?
当雅各央雅是这
雅各
当雅各过世的时候，你知道埃及人要为他哀悼多少天吗
？50 days，
五十天。
It is said that even Pharaoh died, the whole land got to mourn for him for 70 days, huh?For Jacob is 7 days, but for Pharaoh is 72 days only, huh?
为约瑟是五十天，但是
对不起，七十天。
七十天。
For Jacob is 70 days, 对不起哈。
对，为这个约瑟是七十天，但是为法老是七十二天。
So you can see, Joseph's family was highly elevated in the eyes of this country.
所以我们可以看到在埃及约瑟的家庭 是被高高
的。Sometimes we, our frustration come actually is from God's deeds and Satan's attack, or Satan's attacked. God stop us, or Satan attacked us.
所以但是也有可能这种当有挫折感的时候，有可能是神的试验，或者是撒旦的试探。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5.
我们来看彼得前书
First Peter chapter 5 verse 5
彼得前书第五章
First Peter chapter 5 verse 5
彼得前书第五章第五节
The last sentence says that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble
这里说因为神阻挡骄傲的人赐恩给谦卑的人
A lot of time our roles become narrower and narrower and we end up we have nowhere to turn to
有时候我们的路会越走越窄直到没有出路。
It is because God tried to resist us.
这是因为神要想要阻挡我们。
Do you remember when Balaam, the false prophet, was on his way to curse the Israelites?
你记得当巴兰要去先知要去咒诅以色列人。
He was walking on the road, and then the donkey went to the field, and then later on go to a narrow road, and even his feet was got hurt.
你记得那个驴那个驴骡子要在田间走，或走到一个窄路，然后他的脚就受伤。
End up, donkey do not want to go anymore.
所以这样子骡子就不再走。
Why? Because if you continue to go, the donkey saw an angel with a sword in his hand, Balaam could have been killed.
因为他已经看到天使在前面拿着刀要来杀这个先知。
And this is from God.
这是来自于神。
Because God resists the pride.
因为神要阻挡骄傲的人。
So in terms of difficulty and frustration, we should think,Is this from God's chastise? Is this from God's discipline?
所以当我们面对挫折的时候，我们要想，这是不是神的惩罚？
But if you are like Job, if you're like, no, I didn't do anything wrong, nothing at all.
如果你像约伯一样，你自己看看，然后觉得自己没有做错。
You feel like you have clear conscience.
如果你觉得你有非常你的良心很无愧。
If you like to debate with God.
如果你愿意和神辩论
Come down as a person, let's talk, let's debate. I am innocent. Why do you deal with me like this?
神你降到世间作为一个人和我面对面来辩论
But at this time, the Bible teaches us we should be patient.
但是这个时候圣经也告诉我们要耐心
Eventually, you will see God truly have a very merciful heart.
我们会最后看到神真的有非常慈悲的心。
Yes, you might lose what all you have.
是的，你可能会失去所有。
You shall examine, is it because we are wrong, or it is because God wants to train our patience?
是我们真的是有无愧的良心，还是神要来训练我们的耐心？
Sometimes we gotta look beyond the superficial phenomena.
有时候我们要看透这个表面。
Because sometimes difficulties may bring good stuff. Sometimes good stuff may bring disasters.
有时候灾难会带来好事，有时候好事会变成坏事。
So I think I shared with you this story long time ago, or maybe I think I shared this story with you.
我想我之前有告诉你这个。
Two angels came to this world.
有两个天使来到这里。
A very very poor farmer received him with great hospitality.
有很穷的农夫就来接待这两个。
After the angel left, one of the angels set a fire to burn the house, a very poor house of this farmer.
当这个天使要离开之前，有一个天使就把他的房子烧掉。
Then they come to a village. A rich person received them.
所以他们当这两个天使又到一个富人家里。
But this rich person did not treat them well.
但是这个富人也并没有对他们很好。
Make them sleep in the basement.
让他们在地下室里。
And one of the angels saw a hole in the basement. He even like paved the wall for that rich person.
但是天使看到他的墙有破了，就把这个洞补上。
Later on, they all went out. The other angel was very angry to this angel. Why the poor one treat us so good, you burn his house, and this bad one, you treat us so bad, you help him to pave his wall.
所以另外一个天使就对这个天使非常生气，说为什么穷人对我们那么好，你要烧了他的房子，但是富人对我们那么不好，你要帮他补墙。
The other angel said, you don't know lah. You know, there are gold, huh? There are gold under the field of the house of that poor person.If I set fire on the house, it burns, you got to rebuild another one, right? Dig into the land, he will find that gold.
这个天使说，原来这个穷人的地里头有金子，当这个我把他房子烧了以后，他要去再建房子，造地基的时候，他要挖地就会发现金子。
Did you notice that in the basement, there was a jar of gold in the basement? I'm afraid, I don't want the rich man to find it, so I paved the wall for him.
所以但是在富人的家里，那个墙中间也有一坛金子，我不想让这个富人发现金子，我就把墙补上。
So brethren, we do not know. We don't want to judge by the superficial phenomena.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们不愿意只是把眼光看到这个表面。
Otherwise, sometimes we feel very, very frustrated.
否则我们会觉得非常的有挫折。
Now, what do we do if we run into frustration?
那么现在我们面对挫折的时候要怎么办？
I think we shall try to obtain strength in quietness, obtain strength from God in quietness.
所以我们要在平静安稳中得力。
Let's turn to Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 16.
我们来看哈巴谷书。
Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 16 to 19.
十六节到十九节。
Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 16 to 19.
哈巴谷书第三章十六节到十九节。十六，我听见神的声音，身体胀栗，嘴唇发颤，骨中朽烂，我所在之地胀栗，我只可安静等候灾难之日临到。犯禁之民上来。十七，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田园不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚中也没有牛。十八，然而我因神欢心，因救我的神喜乐。十九，主神是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
Habakkuk was very troubled when he learned that an evil person God will use the evil person to punish Israelites.
哈巴谷非常的担心，因为他知道这种恶者要来，要来惩罚以色列。
He questioned and questioned and did not have peace in his mind.
他心里不停地发问，他心里没有平安。
Later on, he realized that he can only rest in the days of trouble.
但是后来他才明了，他只有在这种困难的时候能有平安。
He can only have tranquil heart, quietly waiting for the trouble to come.
他要用平静的心来等待这种事情。
God is a God of quietness. God said, I want rest. He's a quiet God.
神是安静的神。
So if we can calm down, it's so easy for us to touch God.
当我们能平静的时候，我们才能够去接触神。
Now when we calm down, it's so easy for us to receive inner strength from God.
当我们安静的时候，我们才能够来了解神的力量。
But a lot of times, this is not our reaction.
可是很多时候，这并不是我们的反应。
We try to fight, we try to question, we try to argue.
我们要去反抗，我们要问。
The hard thing right now at that time to learn is that how can I calm down myself in the presence of God?
最困难的事就是平静下来。
If you can come, you can see even though fig tree did not blossoms, you know, you don't have sheep and cow.In the house, you lost everything, but you know that you still have God with you.
虽然周围状况不好，无花果树、葡萄树、橄榄树都没有了，羊和牛也没有了，可是我们知道我们还有神。
Then when you see God is the provider and he is really full of mercy, now you can rejoice in the Lord. You have joy in the Lord of your salvation.
我们能够了解神。会提供我们所有，我们会才会了解这个救恩。
Then your heart will be lifted up by all the troubles of this world.
所以我们的心就可以从这世上的苦难中被提高。
Now you will be like a deer was able to walk on the high hills.
我们就会像母鹿一样能够在高地行走。
Because you already knew that the Lord is your strength.
因为我们知道主神是我们的力量。
So brethren, this is hard, but we can try.
弟兄姐妹们，这是很难的，但是我们可以试试。
When Israelites went into the Red Sea, went to the Red Sea.
当以色列人进红海。
There were soldiers running after them.
后面有追兵。
They were like sandwiches. They were in between two troubles.
他们就被夹在这两个。红海与追兵之间。
Moses reminded them, "You just stand still and wait what the Lord will do for you."
摩西就告诉说，我们站立，然后来等神会为我们做什么。
So in quietness and confidence, you will be strengthened.
在平静和这种信心当中，我们的信心就会被加强。
In returning and rest, you shall have salvation.
我们回转。然后得到安息，我们就会得到永生。
This is the promise of the Lord.
这是神的应许。
Secondly, I think in calm prostration, we shall try to look at the positive meaning in the negative environment.
第二就是在这样的这种负面的环境中，我们要看到正面的讯号。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
我们来看罗马书第八章第八节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
罗马书第八章第八节。
8:28.
对不起，罗马书第八章二十八节。
Please read.
二十八，我晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Yes, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. All things, including good and bad, they all work together, working together for good to the one who love God. So, even though it may be very difficult, very frustrated, but there's another side of the story.
虽然非常的有挫折感，非常的艰难，但是我们会看到这个在这个坏事的背后有另外一个意义。
So you got to dig out the positive meaning in the bad environment, in the bad things.
所以在坏事的中间，我们要来挖掘出这种正面的意义。
See when Jesus cannot reach his gospel to the places like Bethsaida. Galatian 跟伯塞达。
所以耶稣当要传福音到格拉逊和伯塞达的时
候。Nobody received him. Nobody wanted to listen to him.
没有人要接受。
What did he say?
他怎么说
？Lord, I thank you.
他说神我感谢你
For the salvation was hidden from the wise and the prosperity one But to the baby the salvation was given to them
这个永生是福音的永生的福音对于很多聪明人是看不见的但是对于婴孩是要给他们
See in times of difficulties Jesus was able to see the positive meaning and in return give thanks to the Heavenly Father
所以耶稣在许多的困难面前他能够看到很多正面的东西能够感谢神
Really? Even we lose our job look at from different angle it's the best time for you to spend time with yourfamily members with God
所以比如说当我们失去工作的时候这时候我们就可以花时间在家庭在教会上
For example, even like you cannot find someone to love you or maybe you still can enjoy your single food you know, single food is a very precious moment a person can have in their life
当我们找不到爱的人的时候我们也可以花时间好好享受单身的生活因为单身生活是一辈子中很宝贵的
事 The Bible says a single food is the best time to serve the Lord
因为圣经说单身的时候是最好的时候来侍奉神
Just tune the angle a little bit You can always find the positive side of that bad event
当我们调整我们看事情的角度的时候就能发现有不同的看法
See, when you tune your angle to the sunshine, you are not able to see the shadows.
当我们来，我们转身看太阳的时候，我们就不会看到影子。
Everything works for good to those who love God. So let's try to think, what is the good things God trying to bring to us in the bad things?
万事相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处。我们要好好看看这些万事能够对我们有什么样的效力
Lastly, I think at least you should deliver your worries to the Lord
最后我们也要注意要把我们的担心要交给神
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7
我们来看彼得前书
Chapter 5 verse 7
彼得前书第五章第七节
To me, this is a very comforting word
彼得前书第五章第七节
Chapter 5 verse 7
第七节你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神因为他顾念你们
He cares for you
他顾念你们
He cares for you This is a very precious promise
顾念你们这是非常好的非常
So casting all your cares upon him
非常宝贵的应许所以我们要把一切忧虑卸给神
You know, God is waiting for us to unload all our burdens
神在等着我们把一切的忧虑都卸给他
So don't worry about you have a lot of emotions to pour your emotions in front of God
所以当你有非常情绪很激动的时候不要忧虑把它卸给神
I love this example when Moses was so frustrated
我很喜欢这个例子就是当摩西非常挫折的时候
He talked to God
Do
you want me to be just like a father, carry these 2 million babies into the land of Canaan?
他说，你像我，你要我像一个父亲一样，把这200万个婴孩来带到迦南地。
This responsibility is too much for me to handle.
这样的责任实在太大了。
I cannot take it.
我不能够承担。
Kill me here and now.
他说。现在就把我杀了吧。
See, even he dared to challenge God, kill me here and now.
他说，现就在这个时候，就在这里把我杀了。他能够。
See, the Lord was very merciful because he did not complain to anybody. He was simply like praying and you know pour out his emotion to God directly, only to God.
他没有对别人这样说，他只是对神这样的来把他的情绪发泄出来。
God was so merciful. God said, okay, now there are 70 people.You lay your hand in these 70 elders, and they can share your responsibilities.
神非常有慈爱，他就说：“你看，你选了70个人，你把70个人过来，按手就安立他们为长老。”
So let's cherish any moment, especially in the prayer in our church, to pour, to cast our worries, to cast our cares, into the hands of God.
让我们要珍惜每一个机会。能够在特别是在教会祷告的机会能够把我们的心怀意念来献给神
For he cares for you
因为神顾念你们。
He cares for you.
他顾念你们。
How precious the word is.
这是非常宝贵的。
So I know that, you know, in our daily life, we may run into a lot of frustration.
我们就在我们日常生活中会碰到很多的挫折。
And of course, there are sometimes we got to take responsibility, and sometimes we cannot do anything about it.
有时候我们就要做自己的工作，我们有时候不能够，真的是不能够处理。
But no matter what,
但是不管怎么样
，we can always gain strength from the Lord in quietness.
但是我们总是能够在平静安稳中从主那里得力。
We can always see positive meaning in negative events.
我们总是要在这种负面的环境中来找到正面的意义。
You can always cast your care.Into unto God.
然后我们总是能够把我们的心中的忧虑卸给神。
Because He cares for you.
因为神顾念你们。
So next time when you try very hard and feel miserably.
所以下次如果你在很努力的去工作，但是却得到惨败。
When people tell you, your lesson is that you shall never try again.
当有人告诉你说你得到的教训就是不要再这样做，
it may not be true.
这可能 不是对的。
Because we know how to face frustration already.
因为我们要学会处理挫折。
Let's sing him.
我们唱诗。
373.
373首。